The Forest Service has spent millions of dollars trying to prevent large devastating wildfires by thinning the forests and setting smaller fires. These are called controlled or prescribed burns. But new research suggests a different solution. Just leave the forests alone. In a paper published in the journal Global Ecology and Biogeography, authors William Baker and Mark Williams from the University of Wyoming say they found evidence in historical survey data that suggests intense crown fires are one of the natural processes that maintain a healthy ecosystem. Baker and Williams were not available to speak with me for this story, so I had to turn to other experts. Wally Covington runs Northern Arizona University's Ecological Restoration Institute. Covington walks through a wooded area on the NAU campus and stops to show me a cross-section of an old tree that he's brought along.
You can see where fire came through and scarred this tree. First fire, 1740, 1763, 1769, 1773.
He points to the many tree rings and burn scars. That's evidence of where this 300-year-old tree survived many low-intensity fires. Covington says all throughout the western United States, there is similar evidence that shows frequent but low-intensity fire. Then in the early 1900s, the tree shows the fires stopped. That's when animals were allowed to graze and eat up the fuel. It's also when the Forest Service began to actively suppress most fires. As a result, by the 1970s, the forests had thickened, and wildfires across the West were getting bigger. And so Covington, along with nearly all forest managers in the country, have spent the last few decades promoting a program of saving old-growth trees, thinning smaller trees, and allowing controlled burns to clean up the forests. So he gets a bit frustrated when asked about Baker and Williams' research. Covington says it flies in the face of more than a century of scientific findings and dozens of other published papers. Covington has talked to Baker.
You're preventing us from restoring the land for future generations. And that's what I've said to him. That's what I'll say to him again.
Baker drew conclusions from his research that suggested both low-intensity and high-intensity fires are natural, and we should allow some crown fires to happen. Because Baker wouldn't comment on his research, I turned to the editor of the journal in which it was published, David Curry. He says the manuscript, like all of their submissions, was reviewed by two anonymous experts in the field. They rigorously examined the method, the data, and decided they were appropriate and fairly interpreted.
That said, it's always possible that different reviewers might have a different view of the entire situation and might come to a different conclusion based on exactly the same paper.
Here in Northern Arizona, a laboratory for fire prevention, the evidence does point to a different conclusion. Forest Service fire ecologist Linda Wadley wants to show me how thinning and prescribed fire actually worked recently to save a neighborhood.
So we're going to have a look at that.
The few acres that have been thinned are what most ecologists would call healthy. When an intense crown fire hit this area last year, it slowed down and became manageable.
Ponderosa pine is very adapted to high-frequency, low-severity fire. So when I talk about low-severity fire, I'm talking about flame lengths that are less than 4 feet, that you and I could stand next to it with the proper equipment on. You know, we'd have the right clothes on and a hard hat, but we could stand next to it and work with that kind of fire.
Wadley says in a different region at a different elevation, a different species would be able to recover from a high-severity fire. Part of Wadley's job is making recommendations to forest managers in northern Arizona. So she says she'll take Baker and Williams' study and add it to the large body of science on forest ecology.
I have to take it all into consideration.
But she says you can't take one type of fire regime that might apply in Montana and apply it to Arizona. It's not a one-size-fits-all approach. I'm Laurel Morales in Flagstaff.